it's great to be an expectant father. And I want to pass some things on to some of you guys. If you don't have children already, a woman really gets irritable when she's expecting because of the simple fact that she feels everything's been dropped right on her. You see, now the man was just as much, the fault as to what has happened, but nothing happens to him, and the woman starts to get ugly. I'm so ugly. And the husband doesn't help anyone. He's, hey, look at what I did. Look at that, Charlie. How about that? Look at them goodies there. How about that? How about me? I'm a man. So that's why when a husband says, hello, dear, don't you dare me. Get out of here. I'll put you right in the mouth. Well, I'm going to have about 30 kids. My wife can't do a thing about it because she's Catholic. If she refuses me, I take her right to the Pope. Pope, yeah, she's sitting around. Pope says, you gotta do it. You don't want to float around for the rest of whatever, do you? So she's got him, and it's great. Marry a Catholic. He's beautiful. But anyway, you gotta sympathize with your wife. You've got to identify with what's going on. And I do just that. First thing I get up in the morning, I throw up. That's right. And I sleep a lot. I wear suits that are too big for me, I wear low heel shoes and I walk like this, And I cry a lot, But I'm copping out the last month. Ain't nobody getting me in that delivery room, I tell you. I don't care what goes on. But let's talk about the baby for a second. Now, I've got to sympathize with the kid. The woman's the woman is really she's in bad shape and everything. But, that kid, man, is in a little room. It's a little teeny room, and it's humid in there, And that's 9 months, man. That's a long time. And I think it would benefit both the parents and the child if we could work on something that would shorten it. The duration, that's what I'm talking about. I sent a letter to the Polaroid camera people. And I asked them to work on it, I think 30 years from now, they'll come up with something. You kiss your wife, wait 10 seconds. You like it? Well, he's a little out of focus. Kiss again, that's all. If you like that one, you got to dip him in the lacquer, see? If you don't dip the kid in the lacquer, he'll fade on you. The whole thing is just that the baby's right there, and I know he must get tired. They've got to get tired, because it's a little place, man. Nothing to do in there, Not a thing, man. That's why the last couple of weeks they go crazy and start punching him. Tired of writing his name on the wall, I tried to get my wife to swallow a ball so he'd have something to play with, bounce it around, The only interesting thing that ever happens to that kid is when the food comes down through the tube, He can see that. Oh, that's nice. I like that. That's cute. Hey, get them Brussels sprouts out of here.